a post is not good enough. I mean, how could it when the events in Palestine have raised so many conversations, questions, debates, heartache, and even hope? We were once told that there's a Palestine within all of us, which means that we're all actually connected. We're fam. We're brothers and sisters yearning to be free. So what can you do to help? Well, there are organizations on ground that you can donate to. So for those living in the UAE, the following are the approved organizations. The Palestine Child Relief Fund. They have dedicated 100% of donations to its urgent Gaza relief for providing medical and humanitarian aid to the injured and the sick children in the Gaza Strip. There's also the Medical Aid for Palestinians, which provides medical supplies desperately needed by Palestinian hospitals and emergency services in both Gaza and in East Jerusalem. There's ANERA, which is an organization that has been around since 1968, which helps refugees and others in Palestine, Lebanon, and Jordan be able to live with dignity and pride. And there's the Rebuilding Alliance, which is a nonprofit organization that rebuilds homes and communities in regions of war and occupation. If you live outside the UAE, well, the below are organizations that you can donate to. There's IF Charity, which is acting across the Gaza Strip, providing food and medical help directly to Palestinians. And the United Palestinian Appeal, which aims to provide medical aid, psychological services, food, hygiene kits, and even more to Palestinians. And lastly, there's Interpol, which started an emergency relief appeal in the light of the current military attacks in Gaza and East Jerusalem. We also believe that one sustainable action is to support local Palestinian businesses. The below are some Palestinian businesses that you can support. Your patronage does help. There's Null Collective, which is an intersectional feminist and political fashion collective out of Palestine. There's the Gaza Sky Geeks, which is an incubator and accelerator for software developers. They pretty much can help build your sites and your apps. There's Sunbox, which is a solar company where they customize and import solar systems according to people's electrical needs and their financial limitations. There's Green Cake, which actually aims to rebuild Gaza by producing affordable building blocks from ashes and rubble of the demolished houses. And lastly, there's Play Arabi, which is a mobile game publisher that's focused on Arabic. Their mission is to bring high-quality games to more than 300 million Arabic speakers around the world. You can find all these organizations and businesses in this episode's show notes. And as we always say, it starts with our hearts first, then our homes, then our communities, then our cities, then our countries, and then the world. In these troubled times, we hold hope in our hearts and for an end to injustice. Please do what you can. No act is too small. Until freedom, we love you.